Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9 coming to you from the beautiful city of Taipei, Taiwan. We're here at the Community Open Camp to talk to open source community leaders as well as MVPs. I'm pretty excited to be here. My name is Seth Wires and I'm here with a special guest. Tell us who you are and what you do. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay. I'm Kirk and I'm Microsoft MVP and also a full stack developer. I'm working at one of most popular ticket selling platform in Taiwan. And I'm ASP.NET MVP, so my favorite Microsoft technology is TypeScript.
TypeScript?
Yes, and I also like DevOps scenes, so I also try a lot of about Visual Studio Team Service.
I see.
Yes.
So let's talk about TypeScript first.
Okay.
Then we'll talk about Visual Studio Team Services, and then we'll go from there. So tell me about TypeScript.
I think TypeScript is a good language and it designs for improve the developer experience in JavaScript. In JavaScript there are no strong types.
Right.
So it's hard for us to debug things, and even it's a small typo will cost us a lot of time to solve the problem.
Yeah, of course.
And now we have TypeScript and also have strong types, so the Visual Studio can help us to check is there anything has problem or is everything works fine. So it's helped a lot for the web developer. And if we are building a big application, TypeScript is more useful.
So let's talk about, so TypeScript's pretty awesome. I've started to use it a little bit, so it's pretty cool. Let's talk about DevOps and Visual Studio Team Services. So what is DevOps and how can Visual Studio Team Services help?
I think DevOps is kind of culture in our developer process, and it can help us solve the problem we met, or like continual integration or unit testing, integration testing, or even no testing. Visual Studio Team Services can help us to do that. DevOps is important now because everything changes so fast.
Sure.
And a lot of new technology. So we use DevOps to figure out what the user wants and collect users' feedback and improve our product plan or make us more concentrate on what user wants and provide them better product.
I see. So how does Visual Studio Team Services help with DevOps?
Visual Studio Team Service provides a lot of tools to help us with DevOps. Like we can plan in Visual Studio Team Service, so we can use a Kanban to make our plan more clear.
I see.
You can see the task is in backlog or is in development or is released. And they also have continuous integration system, so every time the developer push their commits to the source control, the VSTS will help us to build our latest code and do some unit testing or code quality checking. And if you want to manage your releasements, Visual Studio Team Service can also help you to deploy to Azure or any other place you want.
That's awesome. And so you sort of have the full cycle to be able to learn fast.
Yes.
So let's talk about TWMVC. It's a meetup, I understand, that you helped co-found. Why don't you talk about that?
TWMVC is a Taiwan local developer group. And we have a meetup every Thursday. So a lot of developers will come to a coffee shop and we will sit together and talk about our working experience. Or if anyone has problem at work, they can ask and share how to solve the problem. Or if I figure out some new technology is very powerful, like TypeScript, I can share my experience on TypeScript with other developers.
How many people show up to your group?
In a regular meeting, it's about 10 to 20 developers every Thursday, yes.
And this happens every single Thursday?
Yes, and sometimes we will also hold a bigger event and we will invite some people to share their experience or any topic about ASP.NET MVC.
That's awesome. So is it basically focused on ASP.NET MVC?
We can also discuss about any other language you want or any other tools like DevOps or TypeScript. It's okay.
Awesome. So you mentioned that you really like MVC, ASP.NET MVC. Yeah. What do you think about the ASP.NET MVC core project that's happening?
It's really cool because in the past, we can't develop ASP.NET MVC core on other platforms like Linux or Mac. And there are so many people like to use Mac as their develop tool.
Sure.
But for now, but now we can use ASP.NET core in any platform you want. So it can attract a lot of developer who is using another platform to use Microsoft .NET Framework and also ASP.NET Core. And I think ASP.NET Core, MVC Core is really a good framework and it's designed well. So it's good for developer.
Have you tried it yet?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and I create an ASP.NET MVC Core application on my Mac.
Oh, nice.
And it's really cool because I can run the application on my MacBook.
And what are you using to develop? Is that using Visual Studio Code?
Yes, I'm using Visual Studio Code. And one of good feature in Visual Studio Code is we can use the same experience to debug our application.
Of course.
It's really cool. And not only ASP.NET, I can also debug my TypeScript application in Visual Studio Code.
And so you can do sort of the front end and the back end of Visual Studio Code on a Mac, for example.
Yes. So. It's my dream in the past, and it's come true now.
That's awesome. So what does that tell you about sort of Microsoft and open source? Mm-hmm. How do you feel the company is progressing with open source?
I think this is a really good thing for not only Microsoft and also for the developer, because we can get more involved to the Microsoft technology. And Microsoft can also get more feedback from developer because we can create pull requests to Microsoft framework now.
So this is awesome. So for the future of open source and Microsoft, what do you think the future is like?
I think in the future the developer can develop the best framework with Microsoft together. And we can provide our feedback or our developer experience to Microsoft directly, or even create some pull requests to Microsoft's open source project. Mm-hmm. And we can build a new framework with Microsoft together.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Did you have a talk today?
Yes, I have a talk today.
What is your talk on?
My talk is about DevOps in open source. And I introduce how to use Visual Studio Team Service with GitHub and how it could improve our developer process, like using Kanban system or use VSTS to continuously build our code in GitHub or even deploy to the our other package platform like NPM or NuGet. So it's really cool.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
We have been learning all about open source. He's got a lot of stuff to talk about. My name is Seth Juarez, Channel 9. We're in the beautiful city of Taipei, Taiwan, at the Community Open Camp. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.